Pasco, Pasco, have you turned it off? And then can you turn it on again?
The man with all the answers to all things tech is Richard Pasco. He joins us this morning. Good morning.
Morning, Adam. Off to get my COVID injection this morning.
Oh, very good. Nice to know that you will be protected from that insidious pandemic. You know, good news for people with tech like yourself. That's free Wi-Fi, surely, with the COVID injection, isn't it?
Exactly right.
Right.
So yes, it's going to be. I'm going to be a different man next week.
Indeed. Indeed. Now, AstraZeneca sounds like a tech startup, doesn't it? Now we're talking notebooks. It's not just an overly emotional movie from the mid 2000s. It's something people are really getting into.
Look, it is, and I've never seen The Notebook. By the way, I'm not going to watch that. Total notebook PC shipments up 81% year over year amongst all the major vendors.
Wow.
But Apple, that's a phenomenal figure, it really is. Apple have seen major growth thanks to their launch of their M1 13-inch MacBook Pro and MacBook Air. Still got to say that MacBook Pro, which I've got, is the best laptop I've ever owned and the fastest laptop I've ever owned.
Right.
They're going to introduce some new ones this year as well, people, as well. It's going to be 16-inch MacBook Pro. There's a new larger iMac coming. So Apple ended up being the number four worldwide notebook vendor. They were behind Dell, who was number one. HP, still really liking HP computers, I've got to say, Adam.
Right, very good.
Lenovo's,
not so much.
Sorry?
Not so much?
No.
No.
They were shipping between 10 and 16 million notebooks during the quarter. Apple's 5.7 million notebooks, up 94% for the 2.9 it shipped in the year-ago quarter. So, but people are out there are buying notebooks, getting lots of people ringing me saying, which ones should we buy at the moment? As I said before, really liking the HP ones out there.
Right. Now, for those playing at home, a difference between a notebook and a regular laptop, is there any? Or
Laptop, notebook, call it whatever you want.
Right.
That's the same thing.
Great.
So, yes.
Okay. Yeah. Getting away from towers and things
yes.
like that. Gotcha.
Which people are still buying.
Yeah, right. Good
Lots
one.
Lots of people are still buying towers out there. So, yes, they're not going away at all.
Okay. Is that more of a gamer thing now? People who want to use graphics and all that sort of stuff sort of go with towers?
Sometimes, but it's also a lot of people still like the box underneath the desk or sitting on the desk as well. Easier to repair as well. Longer lasting as well. So, yeah, you might pay a bit more for it in a lot of cases, especially if you get one built. But you can get a lot more use out of it. If something dies in there, you can get it swapped over. You know, if something dies on your laptop, it's in the bin a lot of the time. So,
right,
yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Now, I like TikTok. I know you've said things against TikTok in the past, and for good reason. It's got some issues, it being owned by the Communist Party in China, chief amongst them. It is here, and lots of people a lot younger than me are using it, and that means people older than me need to know about it.
They do. So they've done the right thing on this, but and they've revamped its safety centre. They've published the Guardian's Guide.
Mm-hmm.
So it breaks down how the app works, best practices for keeping users safe. If you're a parent, Google this, find out where it is. I'll try and put a link up on the website during the week. It's aimed at parents and caregivers, describes features like family pairing, which lets guardians manage a teen's account. You should be doing that as well.
Absolutely.
Including setting restrictions on screen time, search and direct messages. They've rolled out a lineup of fresh articles about privacy, security and bullying. It offers tips on identifying bullying behaviour, ways to prevent harassment on the platform and where victims can find help. Really good move from TikTok about this. You know, at the moment, it does have its issues. So, you know, if you're a parent, your kids are on TikTok, talk to them about it. But also, why don't you go along and grab this and have a bit of a read of it as well?
Yeah, really good idea. I'll admit this, Richard. There was a time in my life where several of passwords that I needed to use in day-to-day life were affixed to a post-it note on a computer. Not a literal one, but one of those computer-based ones. And that's not a great idea, and never was.
No, it's not. And the inventor of the post-it note has died.
Oh.
So Yeah, which is quite sad. Yeah. So he created headaches for IT departments around the world. It was a clever thing on there, but he died on the weekend. Spencer Silver, 80 years old. Now, it's quite an interesting story. He was born in 1941 in Texas. He earned a Bachelor of Science in Chemistry as well. He, in 1969, began work on developing a strong adhesive that could be used in aircraft industry for building planes as well. So we don't want wings peeling off as they go through the sky. So that never panned out.
That
as well.
Said, I don't think I want them glued. I wouldn't mind them affixed with something like, you know, screws or something.
Yeah.
Welders.
Imagine going for the job interview. I'm good at glue. Come on in. So good heavens. So, but he discovered that one in particular demonstrated low-tech properties could be easily removed from surfaces that adhere to, including paper, without any tearing. They ended up using it in church to secure the paper pages of a Bible. That's how it all started.
There you go.
It was originally sold as Post and Peel, was introduced in four cities in 1977. But in 1980, Post-it notes were born, the canary yellow one as well. Why was it canary yellow? 3M had lots of canary yellow lying around. That was it. So, that's how Post-it notes came to pass. And, you know, we mourn the loss of Spencer Silver.
There you go. Spencer Silver the Third.
Yes.
There were two others, at least.
There were.
Spencer
like
Silver.
First and Hal the Third.
Right, indeed.
People playing the Gilligan's Island.
I hope he was as wealthy. Richard, thank you. I have a post-it note here to say that if you would like to find out any more information about the things said here within adelaidetechguide.com.au is the website. And if you'd like to get in contact with Richard about any sort of consultancy work regarding your technology, you can find his details there as well, adelaidetechguide.com.au. All the best with the jab, and we'll see you, 5G and ready to go next week.
Thanks, Adam.